This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. What is really going on? Well, you got all kinds of stuff. Border battle intensifying. We've been talking about that and the cartels. And, you know, by the way, it will be up on the podcast momentarily, actually within an hour. The last hour I thought was epic in terms of understanding your understanding of how the cartels are working when they do the marijuana thing. It's pretty obvious what is going on. Anyway, got that thing happening. Attorney General Barr testifying, and you heard it here on Agenda 21 Radio, that there are four areas of redaction in the Mueller report. Shocking, shocking. But of course, I thought Barr, I like this Barr guy. I like him. Come on. He's much better than we've had in the past. Now, I am not besmirching Jeff Sessions at all. There's more to Jeff Sessions than you realize. Yes, sirree, Bob. And for those of you that are feeling the tightening noose of Jeff Sessions, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But Barr is the hammer. He is the hammer. And what I saw of his performance, which is minimal, I mean, he's up, I think he's still up there. I'd have to check. Let's run over here and check to see if his voice is booming at on the, where are we at here? I'm trying to get to YouTube to see if he's still up there doing the answer question and answer thing that is going on. See if he's still there. He might be still up on the hill, and if he is, I'll give you sort of some evidence that is going on. By the way, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. We've got to sell this brew. It is very good brew, Very, very good brew. And I have an exceptional bit of it in my hand now. And I'm gonna share with you some of the comments of what's going on in the testimony of Barr. He's being grilled by a Democrat, of course, and they don't like him. Here we go.
Current law, background checks must be done within 3 days of the transaction is allowed to proceed, regardless of whether a person is lawfully permitted to buy a gun. In my judgment, it is vitally important that background checks are done thoroughly. As we know, the results of incomplete information can be fatal. For example, we know that the shooter who perpetrated the Charleston shooting had passed a background check despite information that should have disqualified him. The House passed Enhanced Background Checks Act substantially increases the amount of time allowed for a NICS background check to ensure that we close these loopholes. I'm concerned that until this bill moves through the Senate and onto the president's desk, that 3 days is not often enough time to evaluate a background check with questionable information. In your judgment, would fewer prohibited individuals be able to purchase firearms if this time period was extended?
Armed prohibitive persons came from California.
The data that I have heard is that there are about 6,000 of these delayed responses where these default sales occur after the expiration of the 3 days. And that when you go back and look at those 6,000, approximately 2,000 of those, about a third, are people that would have flunked the background check, and their ATF goes out and gets the weapon, retrieves the weapon. I think it's fairly rare that – well, I think that the Aurora shooter may have been someone who got that default sale. That it was sold to them after the 3 day period. So it does occasionally happen.
Wait a minute. Occasionally? Didn't you mention 2,000, 6,000?
Well, they're not all shooters. In other words, it does sometimes happen that somebody
Do you support extending the time period? I've had an interaction with so many people in law enforcement, and in many cases, 3 days is just not enough. Do you support extending the time period?
No. I think that, you know, that puts a burden on a lot of people.
Who may be buying a gun that shouldn't have a gun. Is that what you're saying? When you're saying it puts a burden on a lot of people,
I'd rather
put a burden on those who are doing the investigation than the
potential I would put the emphasis on getting accurate records put into the system and make sure that we're getting all the records into the system. I think a far bigger problem is the problem of mental health. That is another elephant in the room. That's where all these school shootings are arising from. And we have to figure out a way of upgrading the NICS system so it actually helps us to detect people with mental illness that should not have guns.
Ah, so we'll just change the law like in California. I think you're mentally ill, so go get his gun. He can't have a gun. Right. Anyway, so this is what we're looking at with Attorney General Barr. I think that he's doing an admirable job. And it's interesting that they're now on to other subjects in this. And I was kind of hoping for this, to see how far this whole thing would go with Mueller. Right now it seems to be off the discussion point, the dais, if you will, in that what we have is we've got the discussion now moving towards AG reveals four areas of redactions in Mueller report. That was something that was done early on in the conversation. Of course, this is an appropriations hearing. What's it doing there? Well, this is because the first time they get an opportunity to speak to him. Remember, he is the Attorney General in charge of the FBI, and apparently it's an appropriations hearing for the FBI. You know, how much money are they going to get? He's asking for more dollars, right? And this is the big story, Shazam. The Dems have nothing. They have nothing. He's telling them. This is why I like the. He's direct. He's straightforward. And like you heard him say to that woman, no, and she's like, what? How dare you? I'm a Congresswoman. You're telling me no. And he said it right. The system should be in 3 days. I'm for background checks, don't get me wrong. But I'm for accurate ones. If there's any problem, it's the data that gets in, right? The dirty data. Dirty data, right? Everybody should have a gun that's legally qualified to have one. And have that right protected, I might add. Have that right protected. Everybody has the right to it. I know that everybody cringes. Oh, how can you be in support of the Second Amendment? Hello? Hello? We're the freest nation on earth. You know, getting less, though, especially here in California. And we have a Second Amendment. Just a little minor detail, huh? Just a little minor detail. Okay, so here's the other big news that's going on, though, right now, and that is Bibi on the brink. Bibi Netanyahu. This is what's going on. This is a big vote, of course. Stick with Bibi. Israeli voters make their choice. This is from, where is this from? AFP, which is, of course, part of AFP. My phone keeps ringing. Please, I'm on the air. What is with these people who call me when I'm on the air? Come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Bibi Netanyahu and what's going on there. Anyway, and what else is going on? Lots of things going on. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see if we get the AFP thing going on here. Let's see if we've got some audio. No audio. Well, wait a minute. I don't know. We'll see. We're gonna get it back here for you. We're gonna see what's happening here. Here
reports that Israelis have begun voting in an election that may give conservative Prime Minister Benjamin.
What happened here? Well, we thought we were gonna get the conservative Netanyahu business going on. I guess not though. Anyway, so this was something that what is going on here? Did we get this right? No. You know, I love technical issues, don't you? This is the way it goes.
Here it goes.
Wow, that's Netanyahu right there. Anyway, okay, so we've got all that sort of thing going on. Let's see if we've got it right now. Here we go.
Reports that Israelis have begun voting in an election.
Yeah, okay. We can't deal with this. The Jerusalem Post is where we're getting this information. Netanyahu urged everyone at home and at the beach to vote for the Likud using the slip that reads Mahal, which represents Netanyahu's party. The prime minister also claimed that supporters of the blue and white marked the Mahal slips from behind, which makes the slips not count. Netanyahu then told voters to look at the slips carefully before voting. Okay. That was one of his campaign little things going on, I guess. He's out there doing his due diligence to campaign in all the things that are supposed to be part of what he's doing. They show him at the beach. So they're voting, I guess. So we don't know what the vote is. He's going for a fifth. Are you ready for this? A fifth term. A fifth term. There he is talking in his native tongue, if you will. Fifth term. Well, and of course, Donald Trump supports him and supports Israel. And, of course, they've all been saying that how Donald Trump has been trying to help Netanyahu out. That's sort of the big story there. And yet Netanyahu is considered to be a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. Excuse me, it's time for coffee. Got to just coffee this guy into oblivion here. I think that it says it's very close. Record rain, other things. Israel goes to the polls to decide Netanyahu's record rain. Voters consider King Bibi versus Bibi fatigue. Novasek General Gantz could stop fifth term of Netanyahu victory will require parliamentary block building. They have a whole different form of government there. It's a democracy. It's a republic, but it's I got the whole thing. Right. The wow, just this is a real flashing. I'm sorry, I'm a little off script in the third hour here. This comes across. This is a Reuters thing. This is their Reuters front page. I was going to the Epoch Times, but now Reuters. See, I like Reuters. I like them. And as a news source for a number of different things. I mean, we have our own little news things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com, but Reuters has theirs. Now, interesting little clip, though, as Reuters in their menu bar, and you see this is one of the reasons why I like Reuters, is because in their menu bar they've got, listen to this, home, women's rights. Now, you know what the menu bar is. It's at the top of the website. And it lists for you some major columns or major things to be looking for, right? Like, you get out there on a homepage, or you get out there beyond the homepage on these websites, and you go, wow, I want to go back to the homepage and see what's on the front page. So you look up and see, oh, there's the homepage icon, and I click on it. Okay, so now you get it. So I'm on the menu, it's called the menu bar where these things occur. Now I'm on the menu bar. And I'm scanning across, and it goes home, women's rights, climate, trafficking, property rights, humanitarian, LGBT+, food, social innovation, more. And you got in focus, videos, and a pit. Oh, but it says trafficking. They must be talking about what's going on in the 5 freeway, right? No, not really. article after article after article of trafficking. Right. Here's one. This is one of the articles. This kind of fits with our discussion about the cartels, right? Because they're way into this. But I want you to see, as I'm going down this Reuters front page, okay? I want you to see what we've got going on here. We have got, this is a story, UK Royal, U.S. Ambassador tout tech tools to tackle trafficking. Big story. UK slave bosses may be personally liable for worker exploitation. Another article. Smallville actress Allison Mack pleads guilty to sex cult case. That's quite a story. I'm not going to get into that story. But, you know, this is from the chapters of this stuff never happens. It's unbelievable, right? And we've never known about any of that. We don't know about flying human beings around in cages, right? First female boss vows to shake up Bangladesh's fashion factories. This is another story. Fighting online child abuse gets boost from eBay billionaire. Malaysia says 200 regalia migrants still at sea. Another story. Thailand ramps up fight against forced labor with stricter law. Another one. U.S. ban on slave-made goods nets fraction of $400 billion threat. U.K. car wash app uncovers nearly 1,000 suspected slavery cases. I'm not even touching all the stories on this. Rare overtime protest by China tech workers goes viral. Speaking of slave trading, right? Speaking of trafficking in organs, China, we're going to get into that with, of course, we'll talk about that. Stitching for success, the cheap labor fueling India's election. Ah, Brazil names fashion company to its slavery dirty list. These are just articles randomly around the world, guys. Bangladesh fashion workers at risk of shocking reform delays. Cambodia urged to boost funds for bride trafficking packs. Brides. Brides, you want a bride? Hey, you want to get married? You want a bride? Bring it on. Russia, China tell UN they sent home over half North Korean workers. Talk about slavery. You see, one of the things that North Koreans exports are their people to be slaved out. And then those countries, wherever they are, the corporations, wherever they are, they pay the government of North Korea for the workers. It's called slavery, by the way. End bondage. Demand millions of Indian kiln workers as polls loom. Global database maps fashion factories to crack down on slavery. India's slavery survivors forced back into bondage. Salesforce sued by 50 women sex trafficked on Backpage. Kate Ryan. Guatemala amnesty would free soldiers who raped enslaved women. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Guatemalans? Did I say Guatemalans? I said Guatemalans. Oh, there's no slavery going on across the border of the United States of America, is there? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Might as well turn up the volume. Turn up the volume. Come on. Turn up the volume. Pump up the volume. Whatever you want to do. Anyway, we're following a lot of things here. Apparently, they've turned the spillway off up at Oroville. At least that's what preliminary data is telling us. Maybe not. We're trying to get some answers from that. Drop the amount of water. In fact, it's this is we're going to find out here in the next 20 minutes or so. Do we get? Well, we might be able to do it now. We'll get the most latest 8 o'clock or the top of the hour time frame from you. But this is kind of little. These are the kind of things that I go through on a daily basis. I mean, now this was. This is to give you an idea. They give you this chart about the inflows and outflows of the Oroville Dam, amount of water coming into the reservoir from the streams. And so you can actually monitor that and get a pretty good idea of what that really looks like. And so yesterday, is this right? Yesterday, it's kind of interesting, at This was an AM report. This is a 6 AM yesterday. The number, the reservoir was sitting at 853 feet. And let's see. The outflows was 26,000. And the inflow was 23,000. That was yesterday. And that's at 6. Now, we change up here a little bit. We change up here a little bit. And we start to check it out in terms of what might be or what might not be. And we go to today, 7 a.m. this morning, just an hour ago. And this is what we see. Now, I don't know why you'd be concerned about it. Oh, the level is at 854.46 feet. Shocking. It's rising another foot. Outflows is 14,885, and inflows is 34,799. Okay. So inflows is 34,799 cubic feet per second, and outflows is 14,885, which probably explains why the reservoir is rising a foot. Right. Actually, more than a foot since yesterday. I hate it when this happens. Don't you? I mean, I really do. I do hate it when this happens. Since yesterday, it was at, let's see what, I got get my wrong one here. Oh, here we go. Get your game on from yesterday. Yesterday, it's more than a foot and a half since yesterday. So we're at 854. Wonder what's going on. They've shut down. They obviously have shut down a great portion of the spillway and tamed it down by about 20,000 CFS. Well, about 12,000 CSF. Something like that. No cause for concern, right? I don't know. But I just think it's one of those kind of things. You just have to keep your eyes on it. So we're going to keep our eyes on it and get eyes on it a little bit later today. Just to kind of give you a little bit of a clue. Anyway, so we've got all those things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio as well as NewCaliforniaState.com. So NewCaliforniaState.com. Okay, so where the big question is, where has Gavin Newsom been? Where has he been? I don't know. I have no idea. Let's see. Got some articles here. Is Mexico's California's great neighbor? I just thought I'd ask this for all of us Californios. Well, Californians. This is an article by the foreign minister. Marcelo Ebrard was Clinton campaigner in 2016. By Lloyd Billingsley, California Globe. After President Trump threatened to cut off aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, and threatened to shut down the border with Mexico, Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said Mexico does not act on the basis of threats. We are a great neighbor. Ebrard is a former Mexico City mayor and contender for President El Presidente, but many Californians may be unaware of his campaigns in the United States. Now, this is a very interesting individual and a very interesting phenomenon that happens with the Mexican president and presidential candidates do a lot of campaigning in California. I wonder why. This is one of the comments. It was after hearing Donald Trump speak. Ebrard told San Francisco Goldman of the New Yorker in November that I decided to get much more involved beyond just giving opinions. Ebrard compares Trump to Hitler and charges that Trump is guilty of xenophobia. As Goldman notes, Ebrard had previously worked for Voto Latino and with other voter registration and participant groups in California, Arizona, Florida, and Chicago and elsewhere. And he is working with those groups again today. During the 2016 campaign, Ebrard explained he went from being a consultant to somebody committed to direct political action. This direct action was in the United States, not Ebrard's own country. See the drift? Californians might imagine former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg comparing Mexico's socialist messiah, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, to Benito Mussolini, or imagine Bloomberg campaigning openly for Antonio Meade, candidate for the Partido Revolucionario Institucional that ruled Mexico for most of the past century. That's, of course, the PRI. The chances of such a thing happening are zero, but a ruling class Mexican politician such as Marcelo Ebrard eagerly conducts direct political action in the United States on behalf of Hillary Clinton. This all went down without any charges of collusion or election interference by American politicians and the establishment media. Californians might wonder if a great neighbor would conduct such interference. They might also note that Mexico aids the passage of massive Central American caravans to California, the state on the U.S.-Mexico border farthest from Central America. Hello. It would be hard to blame Californians for believing that their state is the destination of choice because of sanctuary laws that protect criminals and a host of taxpayer-funded benefits, including K-12 education and in-state college tuition. In California, false documented illegals are even given appointments to government positions. Oh, he must listen to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, or reads the grievances from New California, right? Last year, Mexicans sent back a record $33.48 billion to the Mexican motherland in increases of 10.5% from 2017. That is impossible without massive inputs from American taxpayers, as Marcelo Ebrard's candidate Hillary Clinton noted. One half of undocumented workers pay federal income taxes. While intrusive with the United States, Mexico takes a hands-off policy with Venezuela's socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro. Andres Obrador notes nearly 50 nations, including Japan and Switzerland, recognize Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president, supporting the restoration of democracy in Venezuela. The big exception is Mexico. Oppenheimer explains Obrador, who invited Maduro to his inauguration, is not even demanding free elections in Venezuela. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay, there's another hearing going on in the House. I mean, there's more than one hearing. You got Barr on the other side. He seems to be escaping out on people, giving the answers that they didn't want to hear on the Democratic side, and they had to take it. So there you go. Now we've got the other one, hearing on migration at the southern border. Shocking. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee holding hearing on unprecedented migration. This is Senator Sima from Arizona. You know, that one.
Typically impact security or flow of trade.
Ah, flow of trade.
Thank you for the question. You know, the initial response that we provided our Border Patrol colleagues was to support them in this migration crisis. They were overwhelmed, are overwhelmed. So the decision was made to provide them the officers that they could use to put their agents back in their law enforcement activity. So 545 officers from the front line, decision was made to address this crisis. We knew there would be impact. When Commissioner McElhinney had his press conference in El Paso, he mentioned that. So 545 frontline officers, 300 from Laredo, 194 from El Paso, and then 51 from San Diego. As you pointed out, we did not pull any from the Tucson field office. But the 75 TDYs that we had identified, we did not send them for assistance. So we know it's going to be impact. We see that every day. We see the backups in both the personal vehicles and the cargo. But this is a crisis that we're addressing with assistance to Border Patrol.
Last week, we heard about the need for additional surveillance and detection capacity between our ports of entry. We know that the largest drug busts and interdiction occur at our ports of entry, but there is still significant trafficking for narcotics and other threats between our ports of entry. So my question for Mr. Karask is, what type of sensors do you think are most useful for agents in the general patrol duties? Do we need more cameras, more radars? Do we need more unarmed aircraft systems, or something that I haven't mentioned yet?
All technology has helped. CBP has made a tremendous investment in technology over the last few years. But we also need to have relocatable technology because traffic patterns will shift from one area to another. We saw it in Arizona where I was previously assigned. It's having technology that's going to help us with greater situational awareness. Right now in South Texas, what I see the problem is we don't have any technology that's foliage penetrating. So people get into the brush areas, whether it's the carrizo cane, whether it's the sugar cane, whether it's the other brush that's there, it makes it hard to detect. So it's a combination of different systems that we can actually apply onto the border is to act as that force multiplier for us. But ultimately, no fence, no piece of technology is going to make an arrest or an interdiction. That's going to be done by men and women who are out there. So it's important also is to be able to bring on additional personnel who can actually help us with that. Mm.
My next question is also for you, but I'd like to hear the thoughts of other witnesses if they have ideas as well. Last week when we were hearing from experts, they were talking about the importance of local offices forging close connections with the NGOs and local community leaders. As you know, we're facing a struggle in Arizona with the release of migrants and need to improve communication with our local NGOs. So my question is, in your experience, what do you find works best to help build those close relationships at the local level? And are there any tips that we could utilize?
NGOs are non-governmental organizations such as your churches who house and shelter and feed these illegal immigrants.
So I work closely with a lot of the NGOs out there in NGOs. Arizona at the time, Juanita Molina and a number of other people who had the privilege of working with, but also even south of the border. During the time when they were speaking about a caravan coming up either to Arizona or to California at the time, it was sitting down with NGOs across the borders to figuring out exactly how many shelters they could open up, how they could help the ports of entry in organizing the number of people that actually showed up at the bridges. So that engagement does happen. We have very strong programs in the border community liaison agents who get out there and speak to NGOs. We work with them very closely in South Texas. It's Sister Norma. Right now, she is helping us with the overflow in the people that
Sister
we're
Norman.
Releasing from Border Patrol custody to the respite centers. So it's working very
it's
closely
border,
with them
guys.
To try to figure out how they
you
can
get the,
federal,
you know, the when you're Border Patrol, this is a Border Patrol agent that's speaking here.
I'd like to follow up with you after this hearing. I'll be back home in my state over the next 2 weeks during the spring period and intend to host
so
a meeting to bring
basically
NGOs
it's how to facilitate the people on the other side of the border getting across once to cross the border in anticipation of so the Border Patrol our Border Patrol is going down into Mexico working with NGO organizations from America to accommodate these people
the
coming
have thoughts on this question in particular. I'd appreciate it.
Is there something wrong with the
like
picture
to provide
there
a response to your previous question if I could
yes
just
that'd be great
in. You know, I'm stationed on the border in Laredo, Texas, and specifically if you look at what DHS does on the border, it's really a whole of DHS effort. And when we look at the transnational criminal organizations that are responsible for bringing aliens and narcotics weapons across our border, we have our uniformed presence that deter, that detect, that do the seizures. And I know that you asked what equipment that they might need and what personnel, but what I would ask is Homeland Security Investigations, because we do a great job in deterring and detecting, but ultimately if we want to dismantle those transnational organizations and criminally prosecute them, criminally detain them, criminally forfeit the illicit proceeds, that whenever you look at providing personnel and equipment to our uniformed partners that we work with every day, that you also look at Homeland Security Investigations, because ultimately we need to dismantle those organizations and have them pay the ultimate price in prosecution and detention.
I don't know why you dismantle them.
I appreciate that point. Thank you. My time has expired. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I don't know why you dismantle them, do you?
Senator Rosen.
Why would you dismantle them?
Chairman, and thank you.
You want to keep them going
today.
You want to encourage the cartels, which is exactly what you're doing, right?
I was visiting my home state of Nevada. President Trump called the U.S. asylum process a scam. With respect to immigrants, including asylum seekers, the president said, "We can't take you anymore. Our country's full, so turn around." Our country is full. Turn around. As a granddaughter of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe, I can't help but think about the time in the middle of the 20th century when the U.S. used security concerns as an excuse to turn away thousands of refugees fleeing Europe.
This is a deliberate assault on our border, totally different from them. But, you know, we'll just shape shift history.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
That they will have an opportunity.
So you're saying if someone presents themselves for asylum, you will take them in regardless of what the president has instructed to do.
If they enter the United States between the ports of entry, they will be apprehended. That will not stop them from making an asylum claim.
I'd like to follow up a little bit. Last year I toured a tent city in Tornillo, Texas, of course near El Paso, where unaccompanied children and separated children were held. I saw teenage children separated by gender, slept in barrack-like conditions, access to legal services limited, and phone calls to relatives or possible contacts were limited and monitored. So, Mr. Howe, I guess I'm going to ask you again, do you have knowledge that about the Tornillo facility, that it was owned or managed by a for-profit company?
I think I'll defer to the commander.
Yes, ma'am. So the Tornillo Temporary Influx Facility was operated by HHS, by the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Temporary Influx Facilities, that one was operated by a nonprofit grantee who also performed services for us operating state-licensed permanent shelters around the country. Temporary Influx Shelters, such as the one that's open now in Homestead, are not our first choice. Our first choice is to have state-licensed permanent shelter capacity.
The fluctuations. They're for-profit institutions that we're leasing. Are they for-profit institutions that we are leasing these services out to?
The Tornillo site was operated by a not-for-profit grantee.
Is in your estimation, or according to any knowledge that you have currently, are some of our
Well, I got news for the senator. the nonprofits are for profit, and they're making billions. She's trying to skirt the issue and blame it on capitalism. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.